prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back, to Superhuman Radio. I've been on vacation for a week, so let's see if I remember how to do this. We have a really exciting show for you today. I have to have Natalie make some changes to the title of today's show because it should have been TB4, fragment for chronic inflammation, not TA1. But we're going to talk about thymosin alpha-1 also a little bit later in the show. We're going to be joined by Jean-Francois Tremblay in just a moment. He is in the front seat of his Tesla because he's a man on the go, and when duty calls, he shows up. So there you go. Before we do any of that, I have to thank our title sponsor, and that's Legendary Foods, makers of the most amazing new dessert snack that is healthy for you, and that's the Tasty Pastry. You'll eat it because it's delicious. Even though it has less than 1 gram of sugar and 20 grams of high-quality protein and comes in amazing flavors, it was designed to replace the Pop-Tart, and it has done so very, very well. In fact, your kids will love them. You can go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary in order to purchase them and save 10% off by using the code SHR10. Or you can listen for the secret word during the commercial break. Email that secret word to onair@superhumanradio.net. Make sure you include your mailing address. I'll say it again. Include your mailing address because I'm not emailing people back and saying, hey, you forgot your mailing address. And you will get an amazing box of goodies from the generosity of Ron Penna at Legendary Foods. People who have done this are astonished by what they get. They not only get tasty pastries, they get seasoned almonds, they get flavored nut butters, everything less than 1 gram to no sugar at all. And, kids love it. We have a picture here of Lucy and Izzy, opening a box of tasty pastries, and their dad says now breakfast has been healthier, easier, and the kids think they're suddenly getting the same junk that their friends do. Thank you to Ron Penna. So don't forget, listen during the commercial breaks, and when you hear the secret word, email it to onair@superhumanradio.net. Now, without further delay, we'll bring on Jean-Francois Tremblay, open up his microphone. How you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Good.
Glad to be here again.
Now, for those out there who are social justice warriors and concerned, he's not driving. He's sitting in a parking lot. But he has to be in his car because he was en route somewhere when the show was starting. So there you go. I don't want people to start, oh, my God, he's driving and doing a show and he's going to hurt someone. So.
Yeah, I could, but I'm not.
Okay. So, what we have learned, peptides are becoming very, very popular now. The mainstream is looking at peptides. And as peptides progress, peptide companies like yourself who manufacture their own peptides, not buying them from China. I had a discussion with the guy this morning and says, oh, I can get peptides cheap from China. You don't know what you're injecting when you buy stuff from China, unless you're mass specking it after you get it. And then you'll be very disillusioned because most of the time it's not what they say it is. But with that being the case, we're starting to look at peptide domains. So we did this a long time ago with 191, what was it? 127, 191 growth hormone. They discovered
the fragment.
They discovered the portion of growth hormone that was attributed with fat loss, and they plucked it from, so to speak, they plucked it from the peptide and they made that fragment. Now it's called AOD9604 today, but we're starting to learn that these peptides have pleiotropic benefits, and if you discover which portion of the peptide is responsible, then companies like you who have their own peptide-making machines can actually just synthesize that portion and isolate those desired effects. Is that a good explanation?
Very good. But the example I like to give for big peptides like thymosin beta-4, growth hormone, and other big peptides that are play Tropics, it's a bit like a key holder, you know, where you have many keys. And depending, so different keys for different activities. So some of them we can find, okay, this fragment of this peptide is that key that affects those properties and so on and so forth. So think of it as a key holder with many keys on it, and we just isolate, pull the keys out to have those more specific effects.
I like that. I like that a lot. That's easy to understand. And so what made you realize that this particular portion of thymosin beta 4 was responsible for the anti-inflammatory effects of thymosin beta 4?
Well, not me. We make the peptides, but you know, there are other people who do the research. And actually, part of the confusion about TB500 and thymosin beta 4 was kind of born from that. The first ever time that thymosin beta 4 was commercialized, it was by a company that was selling it under the name TB500. And at the beginning, they were selling a fraction of the peptide. It was for horses, and it was the healing part, the one that accelerate healing. And at one point, it was the fragment 1723 of thymosin beta 4. And at one point, they shifted, and instead of using the fragment, they used the full molecule of TB4,
right?
But they kept calling in TB500. But TB500, you know, you go on PubMed, nothing or almost just one study where they mentioned that TB4 is the commercial name of this peptide. It's a commercial name. Chrysler, you know, it's like if you would call
a brand name, right? A brand name.
Any car. Oh, my Chrysler. No, it's one brand. So it was a brand, and I've been trying in the last few years to clarify that so people use the right. Like on our web store, we don't use TB500. I get emails. Oh, you don't sell. I say, well, you know, I try to clarify to people that. To come back, there are people doing the studies. They broke it down. Actually, there is a few studies where they broke down the molecule any which way they thought about. So they try fragment 1-4. I don't remember the details, but let's say 1-6, 6 to 10. They kind of looked, okay, when it breaks down naturally, what does it break down into? And then they tested like maybe 15 fractions, and they came out with 4 that were active in their fragment form. This 2 small one, 4 amino acid, and that one, the 1-4, which turns out to be the fragment that has a high anti-inflammatory capacity. Plus, it's anti-fibrotic. You know, I have my little list here I brought with me. Yeah, basically anti-inflammatory, anti-fibrotic. When you use thymosin beta 4 or this fragment, yes, you will get anti-inflammation, but people have used it, let's say, on the injury on the skin. And me, I like to do that often. As long as the injury is open, before injecting, I will drop a few drops
right
on the injury, yeah. But the guy, it's open, you know, so right. The skin is not stopping it. And when it heals, basically there is no scar tissue
right.
left.
Antifibrotic.
It stops the buildup of
fibrotic tissue.
Yeah. So that is the fragment. The fragment that is good for healing, it's the 1723. Then the third one they found activity is the 115 that is anti-cytotoxic and anti-apoptic. And the last one, my other sheet, the 4043 basically that supports heart function.
Heart function, right. You know, it's funny. Thymosin beta 4 has been shown in several studies post ischemic event in the brain and in the heart to do exactly what you just said, keep the necrotic tissue, which is fibrotic in the heart, from building up. But thymosin beta 4 has been shown in a few studies to be very beneficial to people with chronic kidney disease. Chronic kidney disease is the onset of fibrosis in the kidneys. And so now I understand why it works the way it works, because of the anti-fibrotic properties. Interesting.
Exactly. So now that we have those fractions, the way I believe, the best way, I wouldn't go 100% working with one fraction or the other, because you still want the plateauric effect of TB4, but now you can use those fragments to spike an effect. Mm-hmm. So you could go 50-50 with the full molecule, and then if your focus is inflammation, then 50-50 with the inflammatory part. Or if it's healing, then with the healing part. Rarely, I would use only one.
Right.
It would never
happen that way naturally. And these peptides are part of evolution. We produce these peptides as a result of millions of years of evolution. And this is the mistake that the pharmaceutical industry makes, right? They find something magical. They isolate what they think is the magic, and they patent it and they sell it, and it doesn't work like it did the natural. So we always have to stick to the properties of things that evolved as part of us. I agree with you 100%.
And there is a study that came out. It's kind of a study review opinion article a few months ago, and I just love the conclusion. It's a bit naive, but enlightening. It's the author is a guy who did a lot of research himself on researcher on TB4 for heart, the heart function. And after years of studying it, he has kind of an epiphany, it's mm-hmm. called. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, an epiphany.
He says, oh, but that peptide could be used as a regenerating and anti-aging agent. Mm-hmm. Like what we've been doing for years, that guy who researches it, not, and actually the title of the article is, it talks about a peptide, because he found out that TB4 gives to the heart, makes the heart remember its native, capacity.
What that means is that TB4, so there's something that I have always been interested in, and it started when I had heart problems almost 20 years ago. And there are neonatal genes that created your heart. Once the job was done, they shut off. Mm-hmm. And the more we can get neonatal genes to take part in the healing process, the more we can repair tissue back to its original condition. So what you're saying is that the thymosin beta 4 helps to reactivate these neonatal genes, which have the original blueprint for your heart, to repair your heart.
Exactly. And now the guy only studied the heart, so he sees it for the heart, but I believe it does it for pretty much any organ and tissue in the body, the same way it heals any pretty much every tissues and organs. So it's part of the way it works. So suddenly TB4 is confirmed, and it should be part of a healthy and anti-aging protocol.
Do you think TB4 has any – and Joel, I see your question. I will get it up, I promise. Joel Green is watching it. I'm always inspired when Joel Green stops to watch what I'm doing, because Joel is a genius. I'm like,
I met him. We had the lunch a few weeks ago in Vegas.
Yeah, he flatters me anytime he watches the show. So what about the brain and thymosin beta 4?
Yeah, it does cross the blood-brain barrier, and like any tissues, it has great activity on the nervous system. And yes, the brain, you know, scientists recently, they realized that the head was attached to the body. And, yeah, so the brain is big, a lot of nerve tissue. So, yeah.
Now, I've read in order for thymus and beta 4 to be effective, you have to take very large doses. Is that true?
Well, okay. And that's what I have the most arguments, and people, they don't see it. I'm a proponent of large dosages when needed. Now, for example, let me explain my view on that. And it's not, and the actual dosages, I never made them up. If you look at the study past the abstract and read the whole study,
yeah.
And if you do your calculation, convert from mice or rats dosages to human, you will find those high dosages. You know, I don't make things up like that. No,
right.
It's right there. So basically, let's say you break, you tear a ligament, right? And you don't do nothing about it. It's going to heal by itself.
Right.
So just a bit of TB4, BPC, it's going to accelerate that healing. That will happen anyway. But you're going to make it shorter. Versus, let's say you have a neurodegenerative disease, ALS, MS, whatever. What happens if you don't do nothing?
It gets worse.
It's going to get worse.
Right.
So now you're not helping. You don't want to help a process. You want to stop a process, reverse it, and go back up the hill. And I'm sorry, but that calls for much higher dosages. And what I see today with most practitioners, they still stick to those protocols that were good 20 years ago, still good today, for healing tissues that would heal anyway by themselves.
Right.
And they think this is, you know, I can't, not that I'm, you know, I'm not here to put the blame, but medical doctors, they're taught that with traditional medicine, you know, you take a pill and it's going to fix it, right? And it's pretty much the same dosage. You know, they say, okay, you take this drug and that's the dosage for everybody. And they kind of expect to have that with peptides. And no, it doesn't work like that with peptides. You have to adjust. Listen, I work with practitioners that use between the traditional 0.5 milligrams of TB4 a day up to 140 milligrams a day, depending on the condition. And if you would use less than 140 milligrams a day, you wouldn't see any effect. And I've seen that. People working with neurodegenerative people, and they say, yeah, I've used peptides, but
doesn't do anything, right?
I don't see much results. And I say, yeah, of course you don't. You're using, like, for that condition, baby doses. You know, just jack it up big time. And then you start, the magic happens, so to say. You see things happen.
So do you think that someone with a mild neurodegenerative disease would see benefits from taking, like, 5 milligrams a day every day? Or would they even, that still needs bigger doses?
Listen, it depends in what disease and what state okay. they are.
And they got to see, and I guess you got to take it until you see a change and you go, oh, that's the magic dose.
No, actually, not take it until you see a change, because there is another factor. You get a guy with ALS. Well, it's a mortal, it's a lethal disease. He's going to die maybe in 6 months, maybe in a year, maybe in 2 years. So you're not into trying things to see if it works. You know, it just doesn't have time for that. So in that case, you don't take a small dosage and wait to see, like, that 5 milligram and wait. Now, 5 didn't work, jump to 10, like within a few days, and just keep increasing, because when it works on the first shot.
Right.
I've seen people with ALS, same state, like personally with my eyes. Same state that Stephen Hawking was, you know, in the wheelchair, right. Couldn't talk and all that. Right. High dose, well, actually it was 9 peptides. But within an hour, the guy was able to stand up. Not very strong, because, you know, muscle atrophied and all that, shaking, everything. But come on.
Right.
But the dosage was, like, up there.
Right. Right.
So you don't wait many days to see if it works. You know pretty much right away.
Okay.
When you have the right dosage.
Let me put this question up from Joel, just in case he's not able to stay for the whole show, and then we'll get back on track with our discussion. Joel says, what's the best mitochondrial stack in your opinion? SS31 plus what else?
Well, we could answer that, but that's going to be another podcast we're going to be doing.
Okay, right, so now. Then why don't we just plan on doing another podcast?
But SS31 is great. All the mitochondrial peptides are great. MUTC, Humanin, SS31. Now there is a new one we found. A fourth one that probably will synthesize soon. And there is like over 20 known mitochondrial peptides. They're all good, attending different things. It all depends to what is that you want out of that stack. Is it to heal? Is it to what? What do you want?
Could we do a show just on this question?
Sure. Yeah, that okay. Would be a whole podcast just on that.
All right. So we'll get this for you, Joel. I'm interested as well, obviously. I'm getting older, so. Yeah. So getting back to the thymosin beta 4 / the fragment, which is responsible for anti-inflammatory effects. So you're saying that it should be taken along with thymosin beta 4 to enhance.
I would prefer to keep that pleiotropic effect. Except again, okay, let's say I have somebody who just got injured. I would tell you what, okay, I get injured. I don't know. Neck injury. Pain is there and all that. So what a doctor would tell you to do is to take ibuprofen, right?
Right.
For the inflammation.
Right.
Which won't do anything per se in the healing. So it's just going to be an anti-inflammatory. So I would tell you first shot, I would take a high dose of the 1-4, the anti-inflammatory, to really bring down the inflammation. And the next day, I will introduce TB4 and BPC to keep the inflammation down and to do any sort of healing that would be needed.
It makes perfect sense. You know, you attack it hard and you get it to start moving in the other direction. And then you come with the full spectrum of thymosin beta 4 to keep it moving in the right direction.
Because for healing, you need some inflammation. There is a reason why tissues get inflamed, and well, many reasons. But kind of recently, they realized it's not good to cut down too. It's like anything else, extremes. You know, you don't want to cut off inflammation. Like people doing TRT, not related at all, but you know, they try to keep the estrogen low and sometimes too low.
Yes.
Thinking it's going to be better. Well, it's not. You know, there is always a balance of things. So yeah, that's an example how I would use it. I would use it like to jumpstart the anti-inflammation, then go in with the full molecule to do the healing and keep the anti-inflammatory effect I started. One thing that's important, okay, two things that are very interesting is, let's say you take a fragment like 1-4, that's only 4 molecules. So now you have to go back to your chemistry, high school chemistry classes. It's a much smaller peptide, much less weight. Actually, that one in particular weighs 10 times less than thymosin beta 4.
Right. Makes sense.
Which means that per milligrams, you have 10 times more molecules.
Right.
See the point?
Yes.
So per milligram by itself, it makes it 10 times more anti-inflammatory than TB4.
Interesting.
And I get the numbers, the healing one, it's 1-5 for, yeah. So By itself, it makes it much more potent per milligram.
Right.
Another thing, it's more potent per molecule because being that small, they found out that it fits better in the specific receptors, mm-hmm. making it even more active. Because
this is true of many of the 2 and 3 amino acid peptides. They seem to have magical effects because they're so small. They seem to be able to permeate all tissue. I want to say, isn't Penilon like 3? What do they call them when they're just 3? That polypeptides is 4.
Three peptides. Yeah. Poly, it started at 4.
Yeah. Right. But these smaller peptides seem to have amazing magical benefits in the body once they're that small, right?
No. And I remember you mentioning that a while ago, and you are very right about that.
Right.
For example, because they found, that's an example. You know, that small peptide is a fragment, but they found that, for example, those Russian bioregulators, there is one that is called thymogen.
Right.
And it's only 2 amino acids.
Right.
But it turns out that 2 amino acid sequence appears in thymosin alpha 1. So when you break down, when the thymosin alpha 1 is broken down, of course it's random, but some of it will actually become thymogen.
Right.
But now if you take only so a lot of the actions of a peptides don't come from the actual full molecules, but from those fractions when they break down.
Right.
And most of the time, I believe, as you said, it's even more potent when you get those fractions.
Right. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but I want to put this up first. For those of you who want to reach out, Can Labs specializes in these unique peptides you probably won't find anywhere else. If you go to the shrnetwork.biz/CanLab, CanLab, you can shop. And you'll find peptides that you won't find anywhere else because they specialize in synthesizing their own peptides with their own amino acid sequencers, which means that Jean-Francois can make anything he decides is of value to his customers. So please check them out. We're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more. And I also am going to – I have a pet peeve. I'm going to weigh in on it, and I want you to correct me about CJC-1295 and how it is also mislabeled a lot of times by peptide companies. I want to talk about that when we come back. So stay tuned.
Okay.
We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Remember those rectangular toaster pastries you used to love when you were a kid? Well, Legendary Foods has just made them better. The new cake-style tasty pastry is like nothing you've ever had before. With 20 grams of high-quality protein and less than 1 gram of sugar, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary and use the code SHR10 to save 10% off your purchase of tasty pastries. Now available in cookies and cream, red velvet cake, birthday cake, blueberry, strawberry, brown sugar cinnamon, and hot Fudge Sunday. Go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary and use code SHR10 today. Peptide. Every day, there's a new wellness trend. Eat that. Do this. Avoid those. How do you know where to start or who to trust? Inside Tracker helps you cut through the noise by analyzing your blood, your DNA, your lifestyle, and your fitness tracker to provide you with a science-backed, trackable action plan on how to live, age, and perform better. Personalized one-size-fits-one recommendations to help you optimize you. For a limited time, Inside Tracker is offering Superhuman Radio listeners 25% off the entire store. Go to shrnetwork.biz/InsideTracker, InsideTracker, to save 25% off. Change begins on the inside. Redcon One's new BAR bar is the ultimate soft-baked protein-packed snack bar, powered by peanut butter. Perfect for while on the go to help curb hunger or sneaky sweet tooth cravings. With 20 grams of protein, use as a meal replacement bar or when you're in need of a high-protein snack. Eat a Redcon One bar as a midday snack or for fuel before an intense training session. Go to SA shrnetwork.biz/redcon1 and use the code SHR25 and save 25% off these delicious bars today. Is there something interfering with your happiness or ability to achieve your goals? BetterHelp can help. They will assess your needs and match you with a licensed therapist. This is not a self-help or crisis line. It's professional counseling done securely online. They have a broad range of experts and are available worldwide without having to wait in an uncomfortable waiting room. Get the help you need and start living a happier life today. Go to shrnetwork.biz/betterhelp. That's better, H-E-L-P, and receive 10% off your first month of counseling when you use the code SHR. If there is one mineral you should be worried about not getting enough of, it's magnesium. Magnesium is the body's master mineral, powering over 300 critical reactions, including detoxification, fat metabolism, energy, and even digestion is influenced by the presence of magnesium. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about a new magnesium product I've been taking now called Magnesium Breakthrough. It's the ultimate magnesium supplement, easily the best I've ever seen or experienced. With all 7 forms of magnesium, I was able to arrange an amazing deal for my audience, and I guarantee it's the best deal available on this product. Seriously, with volume discounts combined with our custom 10% coupon code SHR10, you can save up to 40% off select packages of Magnesium Breakthrough. And I promise that this deal is only available on this specific website, magbreakthrough.com/SHR. You won't find that deal on Amazon or even on the company's own website. Go to magbreakthrough.com/SHR and use code SHR10 to save up to 40% off select packages of Magnesium Breakthrough. I need to share with you all a revolutionary new wearable technology called HapBee. HapBee allows you to enjoy the effects of caffeine, alcohol, nicotine, melatonin, and muscle relaxants without actually ingesting anything. Yes, really. They figured out the unique magnetic signature of each of these molecules and recorded them. Just put the HapBee on, choose the signal you want, and it starts projecting the magnetic signature of that molecule that you choose, like coffee for feeling alert. Go to HapBee.com/SHR. That's HapBee. .com/SHR to learn more and unlock an $80 discount exclusively for the Superhuman Radio listeners.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking today with Jean-Francois Tremblay from Can Labs. They are a peptide synthesizer. And we're talking about peptides, of course, because this is the pep talk. Go ahead. You want to say something? Go ahead.
Yeah, about peptide synthesizer. Yeah, I saw your publicity. I'm hungry now. you see many websites where they show that pictures of those peptide synthesizer, big machine. Well, those are amazing machines. You make high yield percentage-wise peptides, but they're not using that because those machines, even the biggest one, you make maybe between 100 and 200 milligrams per batch of peptides. You see my point?
Right.
And so commercially, it makes no sense because let's say you offer 40 peptides and you sell dozens and dozens of vials per day, that machine will never be able to keep up with the demand. No way. And they say they're using those machines. So that's a red flag showing now they're not synthesizing their peptides. They're lying to you. What is used to, I wouldn't call it mass produced, but to make grams of peptides, it's not a synthesizer. We call it a reactor. Mm-hmm. I made that little video in our lab where you see me in front of the reactor, and basically it's a glass thing round, and it's kind of not cooking, but it's in there happening. It looked a bit like, I don't know, like we're cooking a crack, but it's not.
Breaking Bad. Go ahead.
Yeah. So just people to be careful, you know, don't believe everything you see. They put those nice pictures.
Now, I have seen amino acid sequencers that put out up to 2 kilograms at a time. When I went to visit TaylorMade, they're like $6 million each, these machines.
Reactors.
Oh, the reactors. Okay.
No,
okay.
And that's a big one. And anyway.
Yeah, but I know what you're getting at. And the reality is that 99% of the companies on the internet today are buying their peptides from somewhere else. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No.
But they're buying them and they're not mass specking them to find out that they're only 80% and 20% is aggregate and you're injecting aggregate and you can get allergic reactions to aggregate. It could really have some harmful effects. So you got there's got to be some responsibility in checking.
As I wrote, it's not the, because we looked at, let's say we ordered Thymazine Beta 4, I believe, and GHK from China. And ours was 99.1%. Theirs was 99%.
Right. But you checked it.
Funny thing, our is crystal white and theirs is yellowish. So now my question is this. In that point, that 1%, that is not the peptide. Why the fuck is in there that made the whole thing yellow? It's not. Don't worry about that 99%. That's good. Worry about that 1-2% that is not the peptide.
Right.
And that's where, pardon my French, that's where you get fucked. And big time. You have heavy metals. You have.
We've seen.
They don't use water that is clean.
We've seen. Toluene, which is a plasticizer, after a batch of BPC-157 was mass spec'd. Uh-huh. You know, that's why you must only order from reliable sources. If all you care about is price, I can sell you talcum powder and tell you it's peptides and I can give you a good price on it. You know, you got to know where you're buying this stuff. If you're injecting it in your body, you got to know. Okay, with that being
because
the case.
You go past your line of defenses. You know, it's straight in your blood, and they are your.
I want to talk about a pet peeve of mine, and then we're going to talk about Thymosin Alpha 1 and CJC, LL37. Okay. Yeah. So I just got into this discussion yesterday. If anything is called CJC-1295, it must have the drug affinity complex to be called that. Conju Chemical Biotech was approved by the Food and Drug Administration to call modified growth factor 1 through 29 with the addition of a side chain that allows it to attach to albumin and stay active for up to 7 days in the blood, CJC-1295. There is no such thing as CJC-1295 without DAC. Then it's called modified growth factor 1 through 29. Is this true?
It is true.
Thank you.
It is generally accepted as CJC-1295 without DAC. But it, as you said, it's like the TB4,
and TB500. Same thing. Right. Okay. So some guy on a thread the other day said, when I said CJC-1295 has to have DAC, he says, no, you're getting it confused with DAC MGF. DAC MGF is CJC-1295, and the FDA allowed that name to be used to identify it as something different than just modified growth factor. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
A Montreal company, invented in Montreal, by the way.
The CJC-1295.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know.
Back in the 90s.
So you know.
Well, I know more than the peptides. I know people who worked back then with the development
with Conju,
and tesamorelin. It comes from the same group of people.
So now let's talk about another unique product you have, and that is the combination of LL37 and Thymosin Alpha 1. Why would you put these two together?
I don't know. I didn't do the research. I didn't come up with it, but I think it's brilliant. Some guys in their lab, I guess they say, hey, let's see what happens. I don't know.
But there's research.
Okay, basically what they were looking at is they knew that LL37 was a great peptide for the GI.
Right.
Anti-inflammatory mainly. But it has some cytotoxicity. And that's one of the few peptides you cannot overdose. And people who took too much for too long, they feel that cytotoxic effect. They don't feel good at all.
For those people out there who are not familiar with cytotoxicity, this is one of the primary tests anytime toxicology is tested. It's to see if the agent is natively toxic to cells on the lowest level of tissue, right?
Yeah.
You can have things that are toxic to the liver, but not toxic to every single cell around the liver as well. So cytotoxicity is the worst kind of toxicity because every cell in the body will die from it. Correct?
Exactly. Okay. So of course there is a quantity. So I'm not saying don't take LL37. No, we produce it naturally and everything is good. It's when you start to take too much, then there is too much cytotoxicity. But in view of the positive effect of it, they then looked at thymosin alpha 1 that has anti-cytotoxic activity. And they say, okay, let's take the fragment of, or a fragment of LL37 and let's hook it up to a fragment of thymosin alpha 1 to make one big molecule. And so, you know, the anti-cytotoxic, hoping that the anti-cytotoxic activity would balance the cytotoxic activity of the other part. And there was only two studies made on that, actually, and it's in vitro, and they did one on mice with amazing results. And then we made it a bit just to see, and I just shipped it out to a few practitioners. And basically, the general consensus was, even one guy, like a life-saving peptide. Another guy, he had serious GI problems. So just to test it to the full extent, that day he ate and drank everything that he knew would give him inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Used the peptide the same day, nothing. No inflammation at all.
How much did he take? Large dose, 2.5 milligrams?
400 micrograms twice a day, that day. I've been using it, and within 2 days of using it, my waist, you know, my belt,
it's getting less inflamed.
Very, very fast, because, you know, the inflammation goes down a lot, and part of that gut you get is out from inflammation. So it's amazingly good. And with time, we found out that you don't need to take it all the time. You take it, it seems, so far what we have seen is you take it 7 to 10 days in a row. Then you start, they would stop. And the effect would continue for weeks. We don't know yet for how long you would need to take to do it again. But it's not that kind of peptide where, you know, when you stop the anti-inflammatory result is kind of lasting after you stopped it. But again, we're learning as it's happening. I have, you know, clients buying it. I have practitioners using it. I get feedbacks and more and more. I remember you asked me before, okay, could you use it for other activities?
Well, for viruses, right? Because
LL37. LL37 is really good for that. We don't know yet because it wasn't included in the scope of the studies they did on that hybrid. They were looking specifically at that anti-inflammatory effect, disregarding any other effects it could have. We just don't know. Time will tell.
So I have to tell you something now. I feel stupid. So I reconstituted the hybrid. When flying home from California, because I thought maybe, you know, I'd come in contact with somebody who had COVID or something like that. I took 1.5 milligrams of, so that's a pretty large dose.
Well, it depends. Actually, I'm surprised it works at such low doses because if you do the, calculation, you know, what I told you before from the mice studies, I think an effective dosage should be 10
milligrams.
And at microgram dosages, it works amazingly good, so which is a good thing. So it doesn't make it that expensive to use. But, you know, and the mice, they were very happy. You could jumpstart a thing if you have a serious case. Maybe jumpstart it with first day 5-10 milligrams and then go on a much smaller dosage. That I'm a big believer in jumpstarting.
Yeah, me too. I believe in doing large doses of everything to see what I feel. Anything?
So you'll know right away. You know, you don't need to wait.
And yeah. I am going to bump up my doses of thymosin beta 4 after the show. I'm taking too little. I think I would probably benefit from at least 5 days at 10 milligrams a day and see what happens.
The only thing with thymosin beta 4 that a very small amount of people have to worry about.
Blood?
Is that one of the fragments, and that's a healing fragment, 1723, may precipitate a mast cell reaction.
I've heard that.
Which you won't see in most people, but let's say you have
autoimmune disorder.
A situation where, you know, your mast cell are up and, you know, so that shot of thymosin beta 4 might be the drop that, bang, you go. And we've seen it. People, you know, one shot, 1 milligram of TB4 and bang, big mast cell reaction. It's not dose related. It's just that they were in a situation where they just on the verge of having it and you have it. So that's why when you go on high dosages, always first try a small one to see if you don't get that reaction.
So what would somebody see in a mast cell reaction? Would they see?
It looks like, you know, redness and worst case scenario, they turn red like lobsters, you know, with hives and, you know, like reaction.
Allergic reaction.
And it could be very serious. What I believe should be done, and when you experiment with those, with peptides in general, because you never know when you're, it's very small. I'm talking maybe 1 out of 1,000, but it does happen where somebody.
Make sure you have an antihistamine, like Benadryl.
Yeah,
Benadryl,
just keep some Benadryl at hand, and then in the minutes, it's solved, and now you know. Then you work with what you have, you know. You take a different. Don't do anything, but you know things can be worked out.
Yeah, we're going to take our last commercial break, and then when we come back, we have a couple questions from the audience. We're talking today with Jean-François Tremblay from Can Labs. If you want to learn more about Can Labs, you can go to their website by going to shrnetwork.biz/canlab, CANLAB, and you'll find a variety of peptides that you won't find anywhere else. Plus, you'll find a lot of peptides that everybody else has as well. The nice thing about them is they're in Canada. So for my listeners in Canada, they're right there in your backyard. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Hey, this is Carl Lenore. Superhuman Radio is the longest-running health, fitness, and anti-aging podcast in the world, going into our 16th year of continuous production. If you have a product that you think would appeal to the superhuman nation, we can get you on the air quickly and inexpensively to help promote your brand. Join the ranks of some of the largest and most successful companies in the world who know how great it is to be affiliated with Superhuman Radio. Contact Dan Kopitzky today, that Dan.Kopitzke at superhumanradio.net to learn more. Knoll Creek Hemp Company's Delta 8 soft chews are the premier Delta 8 product on the market today. Knoll Creek's Delta 8 is produced from high-quality hemp-derived CBD oil, and soft chews are manufactured using proprietary nano-emulsification technique that ensures the Delta 8 soft chew will timely deliver the desired effects cleanly and consistently from piece to piece. In a space where at least 70% of the products fail to meet label claims and where most users of conventional hemp products are left disappointed, Knoll Creek's Delta 8 soft chews are a product you can trust. Visit shrnetwork.biz/delta8. That's D-E-L-T-A and the number 8. And use the code SHR20 to get 20% off your first order today. Have you been struggling to achieve results in the gym? Trouble sleeping through the night? Overwhelmed with stress or anxiety? Look no further than Infiniwell supplements. They have designed products to address specific needs like muscle growth, hormone balance, sleep, and anxiety from the first use. Infiniwell helps you live well. Go to shrnetwork.biz/bewell. That's B-E-W-E-L-L and use code SHR20 and start living well today. I would easily say that I am the hugest proponent you will ever meet to doing anything that will improve the quality of my sleep. And that's because sleep is linked to just about every metabolic disorder we see in our population today. One of the easiest things you can do to improve the quality of your sleep is to get a pillow that can be shaped into the exact form factor that allows you to get your best night's sleep. And that is my pillow. I've been sleeping with my pillow for a few years now, and I can tell you that when I have to travel and stay in hotels, I don't get a good night's sleep because I don't have my pillow with me. Right now, you can save up to 60% off of everything offered to improve the quality of your sleep at shrnetwork.biz/mypillow when you use the code SHR. Or you can call toll-free 800-889-4938. And remember to use code SHR to save up to 60% off of everything at their website. Peptide.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Being superhuman means being conscientious about the choices we make. White Oak Pastures is superhuman when it comes to raising livestock. They're committed to animal welfare, land regeneration, and rural revival. They responsibly manage the entire process from the pasture to your doorstep. High-quality, pasture-raised, great-tasting meat from a farm you can trust. Full nose-to-tail selections. They even have options for your pet. Go to shrnetwork.biz/whiteoak and use the code SUPERHUMAN to save 10% off your entire first order.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Hey, welcome back. We just have a couple questions I want to get to real quick. So the first one comes from Dean Paulson, and he says, do you know, is there any record of any muscle building effects of BPC 157. I used it for a few weeks on a bad shoulder injury. Pretty sure it had a mild muscle building stimulus. Also cleared up gut digestion problem as well.
Yeah, well, there is indirectly because part of the muscle building is the tear down of muscle tissues that is rebuilt into a bigger tissue. So now if you throw in a peptide that facilitate and accelerate that rebuilding, like BPC-157, then yeah, you're going to get a faster effect. So it has, it's not a direct anabolic effect, but it's, yeah, you see that, of course.
We see the same thing with fish oil. Fish oil, it has components in it called resolvins. So part of the muscle building platform is inflammation, right? Damage, inflammation, and then as the inflammation resolves, new muscle fibers are produced. So anything that is anti-inflammatory, or anything that helps resolve inflammation can be seen as almost anabolic when you think about it, because it's just and the older you get, the more you need this, because our inflammatory response changes as our gut changes as we get older.
And that's the thing. BPC is a very pleiotropic peptide too, and it was shown recently that BPC increases the receptivity of the growth hormone receptors.
Right.
So that's another mild but there effect where, with the same amount of growth hormone, you get more receptivity to it and more activity. So you get that enhanced growth hormone effect. So all together, yeah, BPC is, I wouldn't count on that if you were going, you know, if you have planned to go to Mr. Olympia, you know, it's not going to take you there.
Right.
But you get that effect, yeah.
And then this question comes from Laura Fleischer. She said she had a mast cell activation to a very, very low dose of CJC. It was very severe. She says impamorelin is fine. Any suggestions on alternatives to CJC? How about modified growth factor 1 through 29?
Well, my question first would be, are you sure it was mast cell activation? Because you see sometimes, like CJC is a big molecule.
Flushing. It makes you flush.
So you develop antibodies to those molecules. And then you get those effects. Which, by the way, if you can... If the effect is bothering but not that bad, it's not because you have antibodies. The molecule is still active, still works the same. So, but for with CJC, CJC-1295 seems to be a molecule that is prone to produce antibodies to it. And that's a funny thing because you may use it now and you get that antibodies thing and then you stop and start again in a month and it won't happen. For the mast cell activation, there are supplements. There is one I cannot pronounce. It's too long, right? It's PPE. And it's not very well known for that, but it has it calms down the mast cell activation. Just again, you have to work around it and try things.
I would have a question also. I'm assuming she's positive it was a mast cell activation.
Okay.
But when I first started using CJC 1295, maybe around 2008, I took a 5 milligram shot of it, and I became so flush. And I got a head rush from it. And I had to sit down on the sofa. And I don't know if people realize that CJC 1295 can cause some real fluctuations to prostaglandin production rapidly. And then it goes away. That's the only reason why I say that. Because if you're assuming it was mast cell activation because you felt like you got flush and itchy, it may not have been. You may just have to lower your dose. What do you think about
that? Exactly. And if it is mast cell, which is immune response, maybe before using any peptides for anything else, maybe you should look into regulating the immune system. Thymazine alpha 1 is great for that. It's kind of an adaptogen for the immune system. When it's too high, it's bring it down. When it's too low, it's going to bring it up. So many times when it's done and cases like that is to stop everything and go on the course of a few weeks of thymazine alpha 1 only and then slowly reintroduce those peptides you wanted to work with.
Now, the other thing that comes into play is something we talked about before the last break, and that is everyone throws this term around CJC 1295 today, but you don't know if they're using modified growth factor 1 through 29, which is just called CJC 1295 without DAC, and they're not picking up on this little technicality. But if you are using real CJC 1295, the modified molecule by Conju, you may want to try a growth hormone releasing hormone like modified growth factor 1 through 29. Now, that doesn't stick around for 7 days, so you'd have to inject it alongside your ipamorelin every single time. But I'm willing to bet that's what you have now, because a lot of doctors are prescribing ipamorelin and CJC 1295, but it's not CJC 1295. It's a short-acting growth hormone-releasing hormone, and that's why you take it multiple times a day. See, this is really effed up, because this creates a whole layer of confusion. And that people don't even know if they're taking CJC 1295. We even have doctors now that are ordering this stuff from compounding pharmacies, and it's not CJC 1295. It's just modified growth factor without the addition of the drug affinity complex. It's frustrating, isn't it, Eugene?
Very much so. But, you know, that's why we do what we do.
Try to
give the right information and for people to know what is there.
Laura, you need to check with your prescriber and find out if this really is CJC-1295. Does it have the drug affinity complex that keeps it bound to albumin for 7 days? I'm willing to bet they say no. And that's really modified growth factor. And that's not the CJC-1295 causing the problem. So you have other options then. Once you get clarification, you have other options. Listen, it's great to have you on the show. Thanks for pulling over and doing the show today. I'll have Elisa reach out to you so we can do the show for Joel Green on mitochondrial peptides and how they work together, okay?
That'd be nice. And actually, we could do withdrawal.
Which one?
Withdrawal. I'm sure he would have a great insight.
I'll ask him. And for those of you who want to...
For me, the guy is a genius. Anyway.
He's brilliant. Can Labs. You can reach Can Labs by going to shrnetwork.biz/canlabs for some of the most unique peptides out there. And we will see Jean-Francois Tremblay again. And we'll see everybody tomorrow. Actually, Joel's on the show tomorrow. We're talking about why intermittent fasting may actually make you fat and insulin resistant. Going to be very, very, we're going to piss a lot of people off tomorrow. I promise you. Okay?
No, but yeah, that's what we do too.
That's right. All right. See you later. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Don't forget to share this show. You can help a lot of people by sharing the show, share the knowledge, and make people smarter. See you tomorrow.